July the 18th, 2011. Maori Moko used by Frenchman. The photo of a French rugby player with a Moko design on his face and back upset many Maori. The Moko is a tattoo on the face and other parts of the body. Originally, it was done with a chisel, not a needle, to make grooves in the skin. Soot from burnt wood was used for the black colour. The moko was a mark of respect. Only people of high rank could have a moko. The design told the story of the family and the tribe. It was a sacred tradition, like a religious ceremony. So it is not surprising if some Maori were upset to learn at the weekend that this Frenchman was on the cover of a gay magazine with a moko design drawn on his face. Other photos inside the magazine showed him with a Maori taiaha, a traditional weapon. He apologized and said he respected Maori traditions like the moko and the haka. Maori designs and the haka are becoming more popular both here and overseas. Earlier this month, the Y262 report from the Waitangi Tribunal suggested it could be time to look at protecting Maori artistic and cultural rights. If it became illegal in New Zealand for non-Maori to copy Maori designs, how could we stop people overseas from doing this?